Our epistle lesson this morning comes from the letter to the Ephesians, and in the first chapter, beginning with the 11th verse. In Christ, we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of Him who accomplishes all things, according to His counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of His glory. In Him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in Him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of His glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know Him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what it is, the hope to which He has called you, what are the riches of His glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of His power for us who believe according to the working of His great power. God put this power to work in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And He has put all things under His feet, and has made Him the head over all things for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Gracious God, it's good to be in your temple, among your people, in the presence of your Spirit and your word. Lord, on this beautiful fall morning, we pause to remember all of those who have gone before us, Lord. All of those wonderful saints who've had such a wonderful influence on our lives. We remember them today. We remember them always. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your saints. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. In a brief meditation in preparation for communion this morning, I want us to think about your inheritance. What do you think? Do you think that you are going to receive an inheritance that will make you rich? Or maybe you're going to enrich your heirs with an inheritance that will enrich them. Do you think that's going to happen? Are you expecting to receive an inheritance? Are you expecting to be able to grant an inheritance to your heirs? Well, I've got good news and I've got bad news. Now, which one do you want first? The bad news? The bad news is, you and I cannot count on receiving an inheritance. We just cannot count on it. And you and I cannot count on granting an inheritance. It's just the way it is. Why? Well, I mean, just to put it bluntly, oftentimes there are end-of-life healthcare expenses, and the inheritance that you thought you were going to get or the inheritance that you thought you were going to give just isn't there anymore because it's all been spent down. Also, folks might spend most of their money on living expenses and checking items off of their bucket list during retirement, and so that there won't be any inheritance left to give or to get. One financial advisor said, most of my clients today are saying that their goal is to take care of themselves. And if that means that there's no money left, so be it. Some folks just take that position. What do grown adult children need with my money. They have money of their own. And in this day and age, some parents might also, or some millennials that is, some younger people might also spend a chunk of their savings taking care of their own elderly parents. And so you and I, we cannot count on getting or giving an inheritance. It just cannot be relied on. Now, here's the good news. The good news is that we all have been recipients already and will continue to be the recipients of a wonderful inheritance. We are observing that and we are celebrating that today. The inheritance that comes down to us through these saints that have passed on, that truly enriches our lives in a way that really, really makes a difference. That's an inheritance that we can count on. Now, in today's epistle lesson, maybe you caught this, but three times, just in these few verses, and many more times in the verses before and after this, Paul speaks of this inheritance that we have. We have an inheritance that comes down from our grandparents and comes down from all those who passed before us. But we also receive an inheritance from God through Jesus Christ. And Paul talks about this in today's epistle lesson. In verse 11, he says, "In Christ we have obtained an inheritance." In verse 14, he says, "The pledge," he speaks of the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption. You know what he's talking about right there? He's talking about the Holy Spirit. Paul writes, we are sealed with the pledge of the Holy Spirit right now. Here and now, the Holy Spirit is available to us as a gift from God, as what Paul calls a down payment on the redemption that will come at the end of days when our salvation reaches its fullness. But we have a foretaste of it by the Holy Spirit right now as our inheritance. An inheritance that we can enjoy now, an inheritance that's only going to grow as we go on. And then there is an inheritance that we will pass on, right? There is something that we've been given that we can't keep, that we must pass on. We must leave this inheritance with those who will follow us. Because you know what a saint is? These are saints. There are saints mentioned throughout the Bible. The Catholic Church has a system of recognizing saints, and it's kind of, you become a saint by earning it. But the Bible speaks of saints as those who love Jesus. These folks who've passed, who we remember fondly this morning and always, are indeed saints, but you are saints as well. Every one of you. Every one of you who trusts God and loves Jesus, you are saints. Let's get a definition of saints so that we can wrap our minds around this. The Greek word is hagios, and hagios means holy. Did you know that God thinks that you're holy? Every one of you is holy. What does holy mean? Set apart. Each and every one of you are set apart by God for holiness as saints. And you have this to pass on to your heirs. The fact that you're a saint. I want to close this morning in this brief meditation with a legend which speaks to this. There is a legend in which Jesus went back to heaven after his time on earth. Even in heaven, he bore upon him the marks of the cross. The angels were talking to him, and Gabriel said, "Master, you must have suffered terribly for men down there." "I did," said Jesus. "And," said Gabriel, "do they all know about how you loved them and what you did for them?" Oh, no, said Jesus, not yet. Just now, only a few people in Palestine know. What have you done, said Gabriel, to let everyone know about it? And Jesus said, I have asked Peter and James and John and a few others to make it the business of their lives to tell others about me. And the others, still others, and yet others. Until the farthest man on the widest circle knows what I have done. Gabriel looked very doubtful, for he knew well that what poor stuff men were made of. Yes, he said, but what if Peter and James and John grow tired? What if the people who come after them forget? What if away down in the 21st century, people just don't tell others about you? Haven't you made any other plans? And Jesus answered, I haven't made any other plans. I am counting on them. Would you join me in an attitude of prayer now as we recognize that the Spirit of Jesus Christ is present in the room, available here and now, as a seal of your redemption, as a down payment on your salvation. And let's continue to pray with the psalmist who prayed, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know.
Be still and know.
Be still.